Now I'm delighted to be joined by Kerry County Board Chairman Patrick O'Sullivan. Great night here tonight, Patrick, celebrating 100 years of East Kerry GAA.
Well, wonderful night and wonderful people there, well represented by all the clubs. It's always a great night and fair play to Gerard Burns for making a big effort to come down, because himself and Gavin White then after Kerry winning, and then you had Sean Kelly, who's one of the probably best officers Kerry ever had.
Yes, definitely.
And it's been a great night, I think.
And 100 years, like, it's a long time, a lot goes on. To get it all into one night, you can. But the boys have all had their own stories from the last 100 years, and very entertaining as well.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if we sat down with Father Tom Loney, we wouldn't have enough in an hour.
No,
like, Father Tom, and I mean, here's the history of the whole association, dating all the way back before Dick Fitzgerald, when it all began, like, the association here in Kerry, like. But it's like, you don't appreciate history until it's lived. And when you look back at the great people who got us to where we are, it's a credit to them and to their families that came after them.
Yes, yeah, there's so many that you, to mention, like, that have done such a brilliant job as part of the East Kerry Board over the last 100 years. And as you know yourself, it's not an easy job. There's a lot going on. You need people to do it. It's volunteer, there's no pay, and it's amazing the work that gets done.
It is, and I mean, like, and without the volunteers, there'd be no GAA, there'd be no association. People give up their time. They give their time in school, they give their time in the club, they give up their time playing, they give up time administrating. But it makes, that's the fabric of life, that makes Kerry a bit different than the rest of the place.
And with an All-Ireland winning, the Sam Maguire Cup here tonight, and Gavin White, of course, bringing it here, that was brilliant as well.
It was, like, and all these Kerry people who have been involved. I mean, like, if you start looking at the whole panel of players, I mean, there's been a big East Kerry contribution to it, even in the back room. So, I mean, like, I forgot to mention it, sorry, but I had written over, but I couldn't see it with the bloody lights. But one thing I really do have to say is that the time and effort that the players put in at county level and at club level, I mean, it's totally, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a week's work in training, and a week's work in walking, and then you have to, if you're married, and you had that on top of it.
Time,
they give up the time, and it's something special. And when you win, like, when you lose, you're usually disappointed, and that's when the critics come out then, like, which is probably unfair at times. And so, like, 12 months ago, you look at how Kerry, well, we were on the ropes that time, we were down, and people weren't happy how things were going, and they voted with their feet and watching the game, the way the game was being played. And then you go 12 months later, Kerry people are on their feet, and they're applauding the transformation of the team, and you have to give credit to the management on that.
That's it, definitely. Well, as Patrick says there, a brilliant night, a great year for Kerry, and thanks for coming, Patrick, tonight to our 100-year celebration of Kerry football.
Thanks. Thank you. Right.